Hey, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
That's right. And we are here with today's guest, award-winning podcasting duo from Keith and the Girl, authors, comedians, friends in my head and real life, Keith Malley and Hemda Khalili. What's going on, y'all?
Hey,
hello there.
Long time no see, right?
I see another guest.
Working hard, hardly working. All right. We also have a secret guest, a surprise drop-in, who I don't even have an intro for because that's how surprise this is to me. Ballard, who I only know from like the forums. Ballard, what's going on and why are you here? What happened, man?
I just figured out the link.
Ballard was gracious enough to support our Kickstarter, right? It was the Kickstarter?
Yep.
And, that's all right. And he can pick what show he wanted to join, and he loves you guys.
Wow. Yeah. That's
For the record, everyone got an email, Ballard, okay? This is
she's really destroying the illusion of the craftsmanship that I do here.
That's supposed to be behind the scenes.
This is Fanita.
Yes. In front of the guests. Come on.
Ballard was feeling good.
Right. I liked the surprise.
She had to destroy it all. This is like when Mike Kaplan showed up to lunch, and now it's not a good thing anymore. Have a surprise guest. Normally when we have a surprise guest on last week, it's because Keith has said something bad about Craig and then Craig wants to come set the record straight. But it's good to finally have a nice surprise guest that doesn't have to worry about anybody talking shit about him. Ballard, let me ask you a couple questions. I know you don't ask questions until we start the analysis, but how long you been listening to Keith and Girl?
I think it's been over 10 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And how are you dealing with the upcoming demise and departure of him?
That's hard. It's hard. I don't know how it functions. I've been depending on that second voice to Keith's whiteness.
Yeah.
That balance.
Yeah. What are we going to do the first time Keith gives a fucked up opinion and there's the other person doesn't know you got to go in his, right. You got to get in his face.
Right. I can't listen to podcasts where it looks like I'm looking in the mirror. I just can't.
It's too much.
It's like I already have these opinions. What the fuck? Well, I appreciate you being here. I'm glad you chose us to be with. You know, we get a lot of pushback on the show because it's long. And, you know, I could see someone being like, no, I just want to be on something short. And I appreciate you sticking with us. And take that, Justin, on Reddit. All right. Some people like the show and they don't mind the limp. They even want to hang out with us. So go fuck yourself. Now, let's talk about Keith's face. What the fuck?
I was helping my landlord move things downstairs. And as you go downstairs, he had a thing I didn't see right in front of me. And I smacked my head right into it again. Again, meaning this head seen a lot of damage.
Yeah. Yo, you might got the CTE.
Right. You know? I think so.
Worry about Travis Kelce. I gotta worry about Kyle. Like, is everything gonna be all right?
Did everything go black? Or are you good? Because I've done that before where I ran and hit my head and everything went black. I was like, oh shit.
It was not good.
How long ago was this?
This was last night. Last evening.
Okay. So
has the swelling gone down? Look like it swelled up a little bit.
Nope.
I think we're past like you can't go to sleep or you'll die phase. Okay. So, you know, congratulations on that. If you're a little delayed on this episode, everyone
I understand.
I appreciate
it. Everyone give them a break. The zingers might not zing.
You know what? I'm glad you asked when this happened because he owes me a bunch of emails, and I'm like, yeah, let me ask him when this happened before I ask him anything else. So he's not like, no, Friday night.
You send me emails, potato salad Tuesday, Kimber Love Nimbus. Oh man. And him, did anything happen to your face lately? You look the same as yesterday, but I just want
to
be a good journalist.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I aged a day.
Okay, I can't tell, girl. You look the same to me.
Okay.
All right.
It's the shirt. If you wear the same shirt, you look the same age.
Yeah, listen, black don't crack, brown don't brown. That's what I always say.
Here's the, you guys, I'm sorry, y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm saying y'all right.
No,
I gotta get used to it. Okay.
It felt good to me.
Y'all. Where's my flag? I am so America right now. Hold on. Okay. Hey, y'all. That's pretty good. All right. All right. So now I have to remember what I was going to tell y'all.
Oh, yeah. We got stuck on the y'all.
You know what? I was so excited about this show that I mixed up shows. Y'all were on our show yesterday at 10 a.m. And so I got the alert that said 10 a.m. So Saturday morning, I was like, ain't we recording at 10 a.m.? Roger was like, no. I was like, that's what the email said.
Yeah.
I was like, my bad.
She said, first of all, it was like Friday. And she goes, we record with Keith and the girl tomorrow, right? And
yes.
Now, why?
Let's I was go like, through, that's a strange day.
Let's go through the deduction. Why would we ever do that? Like, because you know we only record our feedback show on Saturday, so we never have a guest on Saturday. Two, if we were doing last week, that would be Monday. And so,
yeah, but I'm always sending you an email like, how about Tuesday? After the sun goes down.
So I was ready to go.
We figured it out. We figured it out. Everyone got here on time.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about, guys. Let's get into the show, okay? We have, of course, our sponsor, and then we have some Minimum Rage, because shit is still happening, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Don't go out to eat at these restaurants, as we like to call them. I think that's what they're still saying that. So first of all, our sponsor, today's episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl is brought to you by Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see that coming.
Well, he gets us. Okay,
put me on a cross and slap my face. Excuse that. I just got, wow, okay.
Yeah, he gets us, all of us. Oof. Okay. It doesn't matter if you're Black Lives Matter or you're a cop that shoots innocent Black people, he'll wash your feet the same. If you're gay or people that hate gay people, he loves you both the same. It's not,
that's interesting.
He's not picking sides. Okay. Jesus is very open minded to all sides. It doesn't matter who's doing what.
He is for sure one of your OnlyFans fans. How do we know that? He loves sex workers.
Yes. So. He kicked it with Mary. She was a hoe. We all know this. It's in the Bible. So,
isn't that his mom? Are you talking about Jesus' mom?
No, he had the hoe was the same name as his mom because they couldn't think of nothing. Yeah. Whoever wrote it was like, did we use Mary already?
But is it like how, you know, phone numbers had to start with like, your number's 26. So maybe there's only like four names.
Yeah. Because it's like Mary Magdalene or whatever. And then Mary of Nazareth. And so I'm guessing
that was the only way to tell them apart. I guess they ain't have like official last names.
Yeah, they didn't have nicknames. You know, Mom. Well, he didn't just call her Ma. You know,
that's how they got to Ma.
Yeah, it started with Mary.
That's the foundation
and
of
no
it.
Ma, and then it switched up. But yes, of course, Jesus gets all of us, and it doesn't matter what side you're on. And don't look too deep into the funding of the commercials or anything.
You don't really want to know.
Who cares what Hobby Lobby allows people to do?
Was Jesus the first mixed baby?
Well, he's Jewish.
Half God, right? Like, and half human. Like, God is, oh my goodness. He couldn't get someone his own age. There's gotta be someone up in heaven that's like a little more appropriate, who's been there for a while.
Everybody is at least 7 days younger than him, you know? So he's not a lot of people to pick from.
I know.
Selection ain't wide. Pick someone at your barbershop, like someone's cousin or something. Let her hook you up or something. But that's weird, right? Coming down all the way to earth, going like, fuck it. I'll take what he was. He drunk? Like, why?
That was a long trip.
You know, and it's like, why get with one of the regulars? You're Leonardo DiCaprio.
What do you even talk about?
He's like 2,000 years old. She's 13. We're different.
Might have an age gap there.
Yeah, let me explain creation to you.
Ooh, he looked down and went, "Who just got their period?" Boom.
That's where it came from.
He originated if there's grass on the field, because he knew. Oh man, God, we love him, but mostly we love Jesus because he loves us and he loves us all equally. No matter what you do. So
see, just, I feel like he just loved me for a long time. I don't understand why we're mixing this up.
And no one else.
Yeah, that was the first song I learned about him. Mm-hmm. You know? He loved me, yes, I know, because the Bible told me so. And then then he started loving everybody. Now let's go to some people that I guess Jesus forgot to love. Minimum Rage.
Oh, no.
This one happens in our home state of North Carolina.
Oh, what done happened here?
I know. McDonald's worker shoots and kills a woman at a North Carolina restaurant.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What was it over? McFlurry? McNuggets?
The ice cream machine was broke.
Mm-hmm. She got them McBullets.
You know what? The ice cream machine is always broken, isn't it?
Yes. I could see somebody getting shot over that because they were like, every damn time this machine is always down.
It's definitely broke when it's hot, and it's definitely broke if you're on the black side of town. The white people be getting their McFlurry.
Yeah, so sometimes we ride over there because they shit always working.
South Park, they got it. Okay.
They even got a double-decker McDonald's. It's like two stories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's nice, too. Yeah, I'm going to take a picture, send it to y'all. It's nice. Mm-hmm. McDonald's.
Yes, but please send us a picture of your McDonald's. Yes. I'm so glad we have the internet. We could really get international with our shit.
Flex. Okay. We didn't mean to flex on y'all. I'm sorry. I know most of America got one story McDonald's. I'm sorry, everybody. The employee is accused of firing a gun at Jacqueline Marie Reed as a disturbance broke out at the fast food restaurant. The bullet struck the woman in her chest and she died on the scene. Oof.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they call it a disturbance, that's so interesting.
Yeah, what was the disturbance over?
It is disturbing. Someone is disturbed. But also someone's dead. So it's really weird to use words like, I'm disturbed.
Right.
There was a kerfuffle. And long story short, someone's dead. Anyway.
An inconvenience.
Would you like fries with that?
We're just discussing.
Yeah. It sounds like he had a gun, you know? Like, that seems like the real problem. It's like I was watching a video of a cop that arrested somebody, and honest to God, like an acorn fell off a tree onto the car. And the cop, we have his body camera footage, freaks out and just starts shooting his gun indiscriminately towards the car. And I'm like, that happened because you have a gun. Because we've all been freaked out by a loud sound. We don't all go, I might have to kill some people real quick. Oops, my bad.
Wow.
How quick was he on the, because you got to open up that, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I am convinced I can take it from them on the train. They're just, that's so fast.
Yeah,
man, really? I wish I could try it.
Just one time, give it right back.
Just like, look, this is going to happen, but like, how do I not, you know?
Right. The whole killing you thing that just gets in the way.
You will know when I won the lotto when I fucking set up stupid ass scenarios like that just for me to see what's up.
You just green light a show by Nathan Felder just to get to this moment.
Doing all the shit I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to put a fire alarm and make the fire alarm go off for no goddamn reason, but I won't do it because I know you'll be locked up for it. So I would set a scenario where I was able to do that shit.
Right. My show will be called Goofier Than Even Nathan.
Yes.
So, and then you just send your ideas, tweet
Nathan
at me.
Nathan for me. Okay. Yeah. He's here. He's going to make my dreams come true.
That's right.
Because he could do all the prep work. He could be like, I'll make sure that the cop's gun has no bullets in it. And so he can't shoot you. The cop won't know. So you'll still get to know if you really could steal it from him. And then we'll do it. And everyone on the train will be actors and they'll know that we need that, you know?
And I need two tries. I need a try just like out of nowhere. And then I need to work it out. Like I'm going to work out for like a few weeks, you know, just like unbutton, take it, you know?
Yes.
And then I want another try to see if
I can. So you want a dry run? I get you.
Yeah. Because you got to see what you're compared to, you know, the before and after pictures. I want both.
This is
lotto money. You guys, I am so fun with lotto money. Okay. you want me to win.
The police thought it was just a senseless and cold-blooded crime. So they did not agree that it was just a disturbance.
Oh, really?
The worker was taken into custody outside his child's school.
Oh.
And charged with second-degree murder.
Was the baby school next to the McDonald's? What's happening here?
I'm guessing they knew who he was, waited for him to drop his kid off at school because he's an involved, active parent. And then the police, you know, busted him as a sting operation.
So he left work after shooting someone, but then went to pick up his child. Oh, he knew that kid was trouble from the beginning.
Shooting and killing someone, by the way. Like, he just clocked out. Like, all right, man, I did my time.
I'll let y'all later.
Y'all got to clean this shit up.
My check.
Y'all don't forget to clean up the lobby, man. It's dirty up in here.
Yeah, I left my apron, so don't charge me for that.
Yes, yeah, exactly. He took off his shirt immediately. I'll be back for my last check from prison.
Yeah.
He's 35 years. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. No. He's 35 years old. His name is Sam Antoine Ivy of Hendersonville.
Black.
I have no pictures, but Antoine is spelled A-N-T-W-A-N. So
of course. I mean,
yeah. The shooting was reported at the McDonald's on Four Seasons Boulevard in Hendersonville.
Is that near MLK Boulevard?
Four Seasons is probably where Rudy Giuliani thought they were going to. Well, that boulevard is where he gave a speech about Trump. Teresa Edwards, an owner and operator of the restaurant, said the location is cooperating with law enforcement. I mean, what are they going to? We're not cooperating. We ain't no snitches.
Right. It was probably all on film.
I would love for the manager to be like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I told him.
Knock me over with a feather. I fucking knew it.
The news comes. Are you cooperating with the law enforcement? No. We keep it real at this McDonald's. And anybody that comes here, your secrets are safe with us. So don't even worry about it.
A big banner that says snitches get stitches.
Yeah. They take down a billion sold. My entire restaurant team remains in shock after today's tragic events. And our hearts go out to the victim's family during this difficult time. We're concentrating on ensuring our people receive the support they need and are making crisis counselors available to all employees. They're still working for $5.50 an hour.
Right. Yes,
this
they are.
This person is smart. This manager went to the handbook, hit copy, hit paste, and then moved on with their life, right? That's what
that's exactly what HR told them to say.
That, you know, you get the little handbook, you're opening up a McDonald's, here's where you're going to get your fries from, here's where you're going to get, you know, employees from, and here's where you're going to tell the cops after somebody shoots someone. That's just what's going to happen.
That's a great point, because it's definitely in the book, because we read these stories all the time.
And it's the same language.
They're definitely like, no, you say you're cooperating with the police, for sure. Don't fuck that one up. Police said the shooting happened after Reed, who was from Johnson City, Tennessee, argued with another woman at a nearby bus stop. Then they came into the McDonald's where a manager separated them. Reed left the restaurant only to return shortly after she was met by the manager and a male employee. During a disturbance, the victim reached out and touched the male restaurant employee, who shot the victim with a concealed handgun.
Oof.
Wow. Yeah. Self-defense. Stand your ground.
Do you think a disturbance is one person shot and a mass shooting is over four? And that's how you do it.
That's how you tell the difference.
A mass shooting causes a disturbance, right? So
this is part of the new national anthem. We'll get it right. And we'll rhyme it.
Yeah. I mean, we got the Rockets red glare. We throw some mass shootings in there. Based on what we see in the surveillance video, this was a far overreaction to the situation that was happening. Ivy left the scene before officials tracked him down to his child's elementary. Police don't believe he planned to harm people there. I mean, unless bitches got something to say,
then it's a problem. Have you seen these smart ass kids?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want no problems. In addition to second degree murder, he now faces a firearm charge. He reportedly was being held without bond in county jail. Court appearance is scheduled for the following day. And then they just tell you the town is a mountain town, 25 miles from Asheville, in case me and Karen ever want to go to that McDonald's. What the fuck?
No, thank you.
I've been to that town. It's really nice. I stayed in an Airbnb there. Yeah.
What a small world. Did you shoot anybody or see anyone get shot?
So, weird place. Very, very Tennessee. Very rural. And we stayed at an Airbnb run by two gay men who gave us appetizers and drinks and had a blast. It was like we found the only gay dudes in super rural Tennessee that you could find.
Yeah, but I said now Asheville is very, very LGBTQ friendly because a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say 25 miles from Asheville is like like Asheville is safe to be gay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know 25 miles out away. But hey, progress.
Yeah. Never know.
I don't think it was safe to be gay. I think these guys built the mountain of their friends, came from Florida, and they and it's right across the border from really bad Kentucky. So we went from there into Harlan County, Kentucky, where I wouldn't ever say I even looked at a dude the other way, because they'll just shoot you on the spot.
You guys, we're really learning a lot about America. Immigration fees are high still, but come on over. Listen, we love everyone. Give me your tired, your poor.
As Post Malone says, America, the beautiful. Okay. let's get into...
You just memorize those and have them handy? Wow.
Amazing.
Let's get into these episodes, all right? The first episode was episode 3776, Murder Ball.
Mm-hmm.
No guest on the episode.
Mm-mm.
It's post-marathon talk. Got a lot of what went down in the marathon.
Behind the scenes.
You know, apparently Newsy fucked somebody. which, I mean, you kind of got to be expecting. You know,
left for 42 minutes, according to somebody that was keeping time.
Do y'all keep that in his contract? You're like, and, you know, fuck break every 8 hours. Just do
well,
you?
Well, he insists on it. You know, we send him the contract and then he goes, look, if we're going to go over 24 hours, there's got to be a fuck break, right? there's got to be a walking of the dog. And
that's in the rider.
It's all in there. Yeah.
A man's got to eat.
Yeah. Green M&Ms and, Super Bowl recap was interesting because
I'm the best at Super Bowl recap.
Him to never knows what happens in the Super Bowl,
which is hilarious because that shit was literally plastered everywhere. When shit like that happens, I'm with Keith. It pops on your phone, like if you have any form of like a news alert, it's just like bing 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 bing, like everywhere. I was like, you did a great job. Like me and celebrities. I'm like, who? And Roger be like, you know who it is? I'm like, I really don't. What are we talking about here?
I am the biggest owl.
Superb owl.
Yeah.
The thing that was interesting about the Super Bowl, and I don't know if you felt this way, Keith, watching it, kind of boring as a game. Like, the game was low-key kind of boring. It was very close. It went to overtime. But there was something about it where it just, I don't know, it felt like nothing really happened.
I understand,
like, low moving game.
I understand what you're saying. It's exciting to me because I talk shit about a team and I say on the podcast who will win. So now I'm invested.
Right.
Also, you're betting like over every possible thing that can happen.
Right.
That might get your energy going. Just you know, next time, Rod, bet Karen on.
Well, I did. I bet online on a bunch of shit. I think I lost almost all of it. But honest to God, I was bored. I was betting on like how long the fucking national anthem was going to be and shit. It did nothing for me. And then at the end, and maybe it's just that's how good Patrick Mahomes is. At the end, when the other team didn't score a touchdown, I said, well, that's fucking gay. Like, he's that good. I'm like, yeah, you can't not score a touchdown there.
And they didn't even know the overtime rules. Cause when they was like, we're gonna receive first, Patrick looked up like, what?
There's a slow motion replay of Patrick Mahomes finding out that they were gonna take the ball first, meaning if he got the ball, he would probably be able to win the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And his face looks like, does he know that you are giving me the game? Okay, well, sure. Yeah, we'll go that way. Whatever way y'all don't wanna go. It's over.
Don't want to go.
So,
yeah, I heard the 49ers quarterback, really, and he goes, I didn't know that. I didn't know the rules. He says that he's on mic.
How's the coach not fired anyway?
Right.
They fire. Oh, I know why. Because they fire like the black defensive coordinator guy. They're like, he's the problem, right? And it's like, I don't know. It's probably you.
Did you know who won the football?
Did I? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a bartender at the VFW during the game. So.
Oh, so they forced it on you.
No, I like football. I have the same reasoning as Keith on wanting KC to win. I do not want my team, the New England Patriots, to have someone else in the rank with 6 rings.
Yeah.
So, and then at the VFW, we had a bunch of San Fran guys. So I just got to make fun of them for an hour. And it was a lot more fun that way.
Are you a little scared that Patrick Mahomes is 28 and one day you're going to have to switch over to rooting against him? Because this motherfucker right here, goddamn, it's football. What are you doing? You're not supposed to be able to do what he's doing with football.
I know, and he's like a kid. Even when he talks, he's like a kid.
Yeah, he talks like Kermit the Frog, kind of. And he's a cold-blooded, I'm sure he has to be this good at football. He's a cold-blooded sociopath, right? Because all the best ones are. But, like, he talks so charming. Like after they won the Super Bowl, they were like, you know, while he's giving his speech, he's like, you just never should make us an underdog or whatever. And everybody's like, oh, okay. Oh, Patrick, yeah, we should not doubt you. And then at the press conference after the game, they're like, and he's sitting down, and they're like, so looking at the odds in Vegas, you guys are not the favorite to win the Super Bowl next year. And he just looked like the sociopath came out, but the voice was still like, oh, okay, well, we'll see. But I'm like, oh, he's furious inside.
Yeah.
Well, and you see him with like the two kids. He's got two kids, I think.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you old enough to, like, you still look like you're 17.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
His wife looks like she's 17. Roderick and Justin made a bet about if they were even going to get married. That was hilarious.
Yeah. So, Patrick Mahomes Sr. got a DUI before the game.
Yes, he did.
Of course, Patrick Mahomes Jr., unfazed, Super Bowl MVP, no problem. But I had a friend who did weekend jail. That reminded me of that. Yeah, he got so many DUIs.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
They gave him weekend jail.
They gave him weekend jail.
What was his response to it?
Oh,
he thought it was fair because he only drinks and drives on weekends.
So Withers was so like, I think all these guys must have been like alcoholics or on the low. I guess too. On the high. What the fuck?
On the high. Every Thursday was wing night and everybody just got plastered.
Yeah, they used to get like drunk. You know, I would drive them home sometimes because I wouldn't drink. And you know, him to you end up feeling like, oh, I gotta take care of these people. And then one day you're like, no, I don't. You're a fucking adult. You did everything else by yourself as an adult. But Withers gets his DUI. They put a breathalyzer in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And the car like turns off on the highway. You have to pull over, do the breathalyzer thing. And there's like a timing to it. Like, it's not as simple as like, oh, you breathe, you start the car. It's like, no, you breathe while turning the key. It's very specific. And so he had that. And then so every weekend, someone would have to drive him to jail, drop him off on Friday evening. And then we come get him Sunday evening. And then we'd all go to my friend Derek's house. And we would watch, the TV show Deadwood. We watched Deadwood, Arrested Development. It was some good TV, but he mostly seemed kind of unfazed. Like, it's just what I gotta do, you know. Like,
did he straighten out? Like, because that's what jail's supposed to do, right? Like,
he stopped getting
for a little bit.
He stopped getting shit hammered drunk.
Okay,
like he stopped getting piss on yourself drunk. But he still did drink. I don't know if he drinks to this day, but like.
But did he drink and drive?
No. He grew up. Like, he really.
Because that shit is expensive. The fines, the fees, like, your insurance goes up. Insurance is like, here's $2,000 a month since you don't know how to behave yourself.
And it's very embarrassing because we were the type of friends that were. We would make fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
We were men.
In this case, lesson learned then. So it was, they kind of put him in a drunk tank, put him on timeout for a little while, but didn't, but allowed him to continue his life so that he can go back and continue. So, okay, I mean, fair enough.
Yeah, do you walk away? Like, does he end like the year or whatever and just go, I have so much money because I've been drinking on Friday and Saturday?
Ballard, on the real Ballard, that motherfucker became a asshole after that. Like, because all of a sudden he's not immature like everyone else. Right. So he's like, guys, you want to talk about 401ks? Everybody's like, what the fuck?
Everybody's like,
we want to get shit hammered drunk and watch football. Right. And titties.
He wants to talk about mulch and grass. And
he got
shit.
Like, he joined Elevation Church. He got this weird, like, job. And like, he got this weird job that's like high pressure sales. Like, oh God, I hated hanging out with him there. And he was also like, even when he was drunk, he was one of my least favorite people because He would get drunk, and he was he's a white dude. He used to fuck everybody. He fucked all kinds of people. And one day, I remember him talking to me and being like,
"Sexually,
Rod,
or
sexually, yeah." Mm-hmm. And sexually, he would be like, okay. "He's like, Rod, man, I'm blacker than you. I fucked this many black girls." I was like, "I don't think so. I've been to jail. That doesn't make you black, and that kind of feels racist."
That kind of feels racist, sir.
Like I was not
that
a fan
feeling
of
is a fact.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not a fan of Withers. And then one time I remember he said the N-word table was a joke. And I was at the table. I might have been the only black person there. Or if I wasn't the only black person, I definitely was the only person that wasn't cool with it.
Right.
Because I'm just, some black people, like, they'll do the thing where they have mostly white friends. And then it becomes like, whatever you guys want to do. Hey, I just want to fit in. And I'm not that. I'm very much like, hey, fuck you. Don't do that. Like,
right.
And he tried to be like, nah, it's cool, right? And I was like, it's not fucking cool. Don't try to shake my hand or whatever. Like, and he's like, I've just been drinking. I'm like, it doesn't matter to me.
Not to me.
Then I guess you have to be sober today from now on around me, because I will whoop your ass next time. And he ended up writing like a long apology and all this stuff. But man, he was already on the fence, and then he became a complete dick when he was sober. I'm like, I can't let you say the N-word, so no drinking, but still.
You didn't like any of his personalities?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nope, not a fan.
All right. Very shocking, mm-hmm. You guys are.
But I did enjoy
anymore.
Deadwood and Arrested Development. That was fun.
And
okay?
And also the thing is, Roger's white friends became my white friends, and they only liked me because I barely showed up. I wasn't like, a lot of them would like bring their girlfriends around all the time, particularly at sporting events. And a lot of them didn't like sports, but I liked sports. So they would irritate me in addition to them. So what I had a tactic I would do, I would sit between Roderick and one of the dudes just to be sure I went beside one of the women, because I'm actually watching, because I played fantasy football. So, you know, I got money on the game. So we're trying to watch like 50 screens in front of us. And they won't talk about everything else. I was like, no.
When someone says they're boycotting the Super Bowl, right? Mm. Which, like some Matt Gaetz said, I believe. Which
I've been doing that.
Right. Ahead of the curve.
Join the club.
Okay. Oh, we're all getting on her bandwagon.
I'll wait.
Well, when you say you're boycotting,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes the most watched thing ever since the moon landing.
Mm-hmm. You're what welcome.
Happens? What happens? Does Matt Gaetz go, oh, I must be wrong? Apparently people do like diversity, or do you know what I mean? Like, when do you admit like defeat to this behemoth that is what Americans watch?
No. Matt Gaetz is a Christian, which is super prosecuted in the country of 70% Christians. He's a Republican, which is super prosecuted in the country of majority rural Republicans. So he's just going to keep saying.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, it's not real numbers also. Yeah, that's fake news that there was that many. Yeah.
And then the last thing for the Super Bowl, we go to Hornets games all the time. We have to sit through the national anthem every time.
Yes.
No one sings it the same. And it is so weird. That is so weird. I watched the NBA All-Star game yesterday. Babyface sang it with a fucking guitar, and he sang it like a ballad. I thought people were going to start fucking. Like,
the sexy. It was so sexy and soothing.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
You guys saw Babyface do the national anthem?
Last night, yeah.
Does that just happen?
Yes.
Apparently so.
Every Hornets game, someone does a different. We saw a guy that sang it like a fucking Backstreet Boy.
Yes, we did.
Like, we were like, what? I mean, if anything, it's amazing the variety of the song, but it's also like everyone's making it their own. That's not
boring.
What we learned.
Listen, if Babyface wasn't black, Marjorie Greene Taylor would be fucking to it.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, not DEI.
That'd be her jam.
I don't need all this inclusion and shit with my national anthem.
Give me which a is sexy funny white singer.
Right, they're like, don't sing the black national anthem, but don't sing the white one too black. Okay, that's also offensive.
Can't win nowhere.
Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, did you know who won the Super Bowl before Keith said? 17% did not.
The lucky winners of that day. 17% of us.
There it is. Checked out.
Board high. Congratulations.
Congrats to y'all. They're like, Keith will tell me.
You know what? Yeah. That part of our brain got to rest for so long.
In a way, they kind of are still better than him, to because they knew Keith would tell them. Mm-hmm. So, like, they still got it somehow.
It's a shocker to her every time.
Yeah, they still got it somehow, knowing, like, the show I listen to will tell me who won. So, if Hemda didn't have to come to work, she'd never know.
She would never know.
She will not know next year.
Yeah. Right. Nope. Yeah. Shout out to your yes and no but skills, because Keith talks about sports all the time. You never care or are, like, involved in the actual, like, sporting sports stuff. But I've never not enjoyed a segment where y'all talk about sports.
I just got to be me.
You got to. My
parents go to the movies. Like, they love the movies during the Super Bowl because no one's there.
Oh, well.
Oh, yes.
That's smart.
Yeah. Erykah Badu got in trouble for tweeting. Trouble. People got mad at her for tweeting, hey, ladies, it's the Super Bowl. All the macho men are watching football, so now's a real good time to fuck, like, an artistic dude.
But she wrote autistic.
That's
by
actually
accident.
Smart. Yeah.
She's like, now's a good time to cheat with an artistic dude. And people were like, you're telling people to cheat. I was like, first of all, hilarious joke.
Yes, it is.
And then she did an Instagram video or whatever response. And
was her response like, yay, I got you mad at me again. It's a once a year event and I do it every time. You guys are so hair triggered. See you next year. This is going to be easy again. Just betting like you guys are doing today, right? That's what we do. Let's have fun.
Basically, it was. She was basically like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I don't give a fuck. And
call Tyrone. Funny. I don't care.
Right. I am here for it. Don't she got a candle after her vagina?
She has incense called Bidissi that supposedly smells like her vagina. I've never... bought any. It's probably too powerful.
Wouldn't it be smelling like her vagina on fire?
I guess. And maybe it's already on fire down there.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I don't want any because, I've seen what it did to Andre 3000 in Common. And
they was never the same.
Them motherfuckers was wearing, like, football pads outside their regular clothes. I was like, what the fuck happened to you?
Woo, child, no.
What happened at the thrift store?
I don't want any of that.
Episode 3777. Because I got high with Andy Main, was she an asshole?
No. New guest, I liked her. Was she an asshole to you, Hamda?
New best friend. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I don't know. I was feeling nice vibes off of her.
I knew it. Well, you always have to ask for journalistic integrity.
Sure, that's fair.
Her mom was an attempted insurrectionist, which to me makes sense that she's still Team Bernie in 2024. Because, like, I feel like you got to balance that shit out. You know what I mean? Like, that's the furthest you can go that way. Here's the furthest you can go this way. Like, I know this motherfucker 81, but maybe he can make it work. I don't know. Okay. Oh, man. That's so sad.
I was going to insurrect, but I got the date wrong.
Her mom would have been in jail.
Yeah.
If her mom had Google Calendar or whatever the fuck, she would be in prison.
And she would have got the alert right.
Oh my God, that's so scary. And you come from that and you have to talk. But oh my God, I was but yeah, she was great. We got a follow-up to the museum. Wait.
You mean the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame, yeah. We got the Hall of Fame talk is always one of my favorite segments because it means that Keith's gonna tell us who he doesn't listen to and then be like, that means they are not famous enough to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You got it.
So it's really just learning Keith's taste.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's me's that run it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, used to be. But thank God George Floyd got killed because white people became inclusive for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And now black people get in. That's why you're seeing people like Rakim and Eric B., if they were going to get in, the time to let them in was like 20 years ago.
Right.
But hey, black guy got killed. We feel bad. Find some black people that we never fucking gave any credit to. Oh, you mean the people that invented hip hop? Yeah. Put them in. Fuck. That works. They work.
Anybody.
And then, so we find out what music you do listen to. Mary J. Blige was very disrespected by Keith. I don't know what he was thinking. Okay. Karen and my mom went to that concert and they had a great time.
I wasn't shitting on her. I understand she's the queen. I just don't know any songs.
I know. That's your fault. Yes.
It's also the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Like, Mary J. Blige is not rock and roll.
That's the second part. It really should be called the Music Hall of Fame.
Correct.
This also comes up every year they do this segment, mm-hmm. but they're not changing the name. So we got to accept that it's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anymore. But we get it. It should only be Ozzy Osbourne and everyone else shouldn't get in. But fuck it. Y'all got to be inclusive now. They're letting Lenny Kravitz in, you know?
There's some rock and roll. I'll take Lenny Kravitz.
You made American Girl in the Cable Guy thing. American Woman. I remember that in the Cable Guy. Great scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other songs, I'm sure.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure he's got a lot of good stuff.
But the one song of his you named as a cover.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's like,
he covered it so good.
It was so great.
Woman. See, they probably didn't say it like that the first one.
His biggest credit is Lisa Bonet.
Listen. Yes. Okay. Listen. Mm-hmm. All right. And being in super duper shape at his age. Cause like,
yeah,
the women love some Lenny Kravitz.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, his dick fell out on stage one time, and honestly,
people lost their mind.
My timeline, if you ever think like women are better than men when it comes to not being savages, I guess just enough dicks ain't falling out, because these women were like, fuck his autonomy, okay? He was swinging that dick. Bring him back out there. He's like, I have body issues and self-esteem because of that. They're like, we don't care. Pull that dick out.
Was there a wardrobe malfunction? Does that actually happen in the wild for real?
It happened for real to him.
For real.
Look at that.
That's why he can't be wearing them tight leather pants trying to do splits and shit, dog. You got to pick a lane. Pick one. That's why you wear hammer pants, you know?
I know what has to pick a lane.
Yeah. So what I also love about this segment is that Hemda does flex her musical knowledge, because she has a musical background. She does know Mariah Carey. She does know Tribe Called Quest and all this stuff. So then I love that Keith doesn't know. And he's like, oh, because they just made a song that was dumb. And then Kim just like, you mean the 12 hits that I know all the words to? Let's go through them right now. And I'm like, yes, fucking school him. Oh, love this segment.
It's just a trick to get him to the sing. You're all welcome.
It's worth it.
Honestly, I love it.
I was on my bike the other day going like, holy shit, did I rap on the microphone? Like, oh no. What happened?
Like a Dungeon Dragon.
So excited by that song. I'm just like, and like,
it's so good.
As the lyrics, I mean, they're just sounds. They're coming out of my face, I'm like, do I know the no, holy shit, I know this lyric too. Like, I'm just like, where is that stored? I have no idea.
I know that whole fucking song. I listened to it so much walking home from school on my Walkman over and over and over. I do the voices, like, because they all sound different.
I even like move around like into the camera and there's no camera.
Yeah. There's no cameras.
You can always tell that song is on when I'm on my bike. I'm like, ju to the front, then ju to the back.
Living a life not knowing that, Joy Keith, is so sad for you. Oh. I feel so sad for you that you never got the Hill Up, Will Up, Bring It Back and Rewind. I'm just like, you could have had so many get to Bo knows this and Bo knows that, but Bo don't know rap. Played. Karen's accidental text came up on this episode.
Hilarious.
We discovered Karen don't be listening to anybody. His heart's things and ha-ha's things.
This is a good time to tell you we were on The Black Guy Who Tipped, and we elaborate more on this story, and I really feel like we nailed it, and we should
should move on. Go listen to The Black Guy Who Tipped. The episode is called Dogmatic, D-A-W-G
it's the best podcast episode. Like,
we had a great time.
And we've done like 4,000 of them. So,
yeah.
It was a blast. It was a blast.
Oh, you heard it, Valerie. A real fan over here.
Yeah, thank you. I finished it today.
We had such a good time.
Yep. We had a great time.
People already leaving comments. People already like, oh, I just love the friendship and all that stuff. That happens to me. I don't know if it happens to y'all, but I consider y'all friends.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, and we talk all the time. We do this show all the time. We text. I be forgetting I could have y'all on our podcast.
Yes. Just to ask. Yes.
Like, a fan wrote in and was like, hey, you ever thought about having Keith and Hemda on the show? I was like, oh, yeah, I could do, right? That we should just have them on. Literally, like, I want to say within 24 hours, Keith was like, hey, it's on my book. And I was like, yes, right? You're selling a thing. We have a place you can sell it. We don't have to just text me about Madam fucking Web. You can tell people about Madam Web. We can laugh together. Ah. All right. So then on Reddit, because of this text, people are like, back to the conspiracy.
Controversy.
You're secretly cheating on Kyle.
I keep mentioning it.
And you keep bringing it up on the show thinking you're slick. Okay. You think
they see through it, Key.
But they know on Reddit what you're up to, you dirty dog.
I saw someone on Reddit say that they said, oh, you would go, you're seeing some woman in another state, you're not with Kyle anymore. And I'm like, or like, why won't Keith say? And I'm like, well, doesn't that mean you know? So then you know. And then they go, well, I don't really care anyway. I'm like, what the fuck is happening then?
They wrote the post and it's like,
I wanted to respond to this. I wanted to put in, like, I heard the reason Hemda is leaving the show is because her and Keith were having sex again. Xerxes is gone, Kyle's gone, and they just can't stand it.
They can't. It's just, guys, getting crazy. But getting crazy over Keith and Kyle.
I couldn't put it in writing.
It's weird knowing
you know what, Ballard? Good job rising above that.
Yeah.
you can come up with better things than that.
Y'all know men and women can't be friends. Okay, so now that we know that, what the fuck is really happening with Keith? Okay, clearly. Didn't you say that someone's going to come watch the Super Bowl? Catherine Hill is going to watch the Super Bowl at your house?
Yeah.
I think you got something you want to tell us? You want to come clean?
Well, then I changed it to she didn't even show up.
Oh, he's so good.
Because you almost caught me. And then I'm like,
damn, he's so good. This information you're telling us.
Yeah.
She showed up because she was there the night before.
Right.
That's why she couldn't make it over. She was like, I got to sleep off all this sex that we be having. Do you feel pressure now to like mention Kat more because people make up shit, or do you not care?
Well, you just spoiled what actually has been happening. No, it's funny to me. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
I think I would just be like, so me and Kat were doing everything together yesterday.
You keep saying
that's
Kat.
Too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Kyle. Oh my God.
Those texts were private. Yeah.
Listen, you're the one keep fucking with these women with K's in their name. That's why you texting my wife. Act like it's my fault. Oh, you made a mistake. You texted Karen. Okay. You made a mistake. That's how we got on this.
You ain't gotta worry about me cheating, because I just go ha 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 and lack and love.
Right.
And then I'll be like, but I'm trying to hit on you. What? What's happening here?
Yeah, Reddit. Where the fuck were those sex rumors? Right. What are you doing? It was right there. He just slipped up and said him and Karen are having an affair and y'all didn't even tag me or nothing. Y'all ain't shit. Hemda clearly is trying to win best rant, even though she won't be on the show next year because her weed stabbing segment of the show
was too much.
Is Cat go worthy already? It's only February. I don't know who's topping that.
Everyone has, she says, everybody, weed affects everybody differently. She's not saying everybody should have weed, but there's no way this weed affected this person in such a way. Bullshit.
That's what everyone always
and
hears.
And we're back.
That is not what I said. What I said was she was just let off. She wasn't put into any institution because that was crazy weed. That's not something that I can sit right with. That is blowing my mind. Look into the kind of weed that can get you off for stabbing someone over 100 times, stabbing your dog, stabbing yourself, and everyone goes, I guess we should get away from weed. That it's like the combination of stupidity and then a person getting off for murder boggles my mind. But I'm on weed, so what are you going to do? Mm-hmm.
She might stab somebody right now. I'm agreeing with you. I don't want to get stabbed.
I'm keeping but this I virtual.
I don't think that there is. You said a bunch of things that just didn't. Yeah. And I just for the record, for those listening, there was a lot of nods around the room. Keith was standing still, but that's all he knows how to do. That's his listening face. So, but there were nods. Meaning, like, I know everyone, every time they hear me go on about weed, it's just like, oh, everyone's just like, why can't we? It's just nonsense. But there are actual words that are coming out of my face that don't just mean everyone should smoke weed everywhere all the time. That is never what I'm saying.
I just want to say I was nodding because I agree with you when you first made the rant. Like, this is what I got from it, is what you're saying.
Okay.
When you brought up, like, alcohol, like, if you get a DUI and you kill somebody or something, we don't just go, well, obviously, I mean, it's nothing that can be done here. We're like, no, you were drinking and also you're going to jail. You can't be like,
you're going, I was smoking somewhere.
Weed. Like, if that's the case, Donald Trump's going to be like, I was smoking, I had a little something, you know, next thing you know, I'm embezzling money for Russia. What the fuck? Y'all ain't never got high?
maybe that's what people should do, is you should stab yourself after a DUI and just say, right. Who's man, yeah,
maybe that's what we're missing. It was the stabbing yourself in the dog, because white people do love dogs. Yeah. Maybe that is the key to getting, it's like, no, listen, a white person would not stab a dog unless they were they don't go to jail, they go to the hospital. Okay.
Did you see what I assume her stabbings were, by the way? If you look at her picture, it was all around her face and neck.
Really?
Yeah.
How did she miss?
Oh, fuck.
How big is this? Everything important is right here.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How good is that weed? Now I want some. She's like, I don't even feel this shit. It's like, oh, word?
The poll was... And it was Chemda's idea, for the record.
Okay.
Does Chemda's yelling scare you? 50% say yes.
Lower than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah. No, you scare me when you start yelling. I'm not going to lie.
Come on.
I mean,
let someone explain this. And
you got that energy, man. It's like when you said, like, you used to be driving and you'd be like going at somebody in a car or something. And I'll be like, yeah, I know
that was different energy. That's so interesting.
But it's in you. You can always tap into it. And Keith is good at getting you to tap into it by being Keith. And so we never know which episode, but just, and then sometimes, you know, you have a dumb guest or something, or, you know, it's like, am I an asshole day? You just never know. I mean, it's part of the reason I listen is, I mean, I don't think that energy is necessarily a bad thing. I like that. That energy is part of what I like about the show. Yeah,
Ballard. Why were you nodding? What's going on?
It's the mom energy. It sounds exactly like my mom screaming at me for doing something stupid.
Your mom sounds so cool, and we need to hang out.
She is.
That's how your mom yells. She's hilarious.
I know. Her and my grandmother were the scariest people I ever met in my life.
I'm yelling jokes. Keith yells jokes all the time.
I know.
Oh, if you made a poll, it's Keith yelling scale. I'm putting yes.
Oh, okay.
Times when he's yelling, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Calm down.
I'm not. It just sounds like any dude just screaming and the fight never happens.
He sounds like sounds like his coach didn't let him put him in the game and somebody fumbled.
Right.
I was not scared because I'm similar like that too, but I'm just a loud person all of the time. And so
you get the passion. You get it.
I do. I can see people saying that about me.
Yeah.
You know, probably because most of the time for me, put it like this, it's a difference between me yelling and I'm passionate and I'm trying to express myself and I'm angry. But to a lot of people, it all, quote unquote, sounds the same. But there is a difference, I guess, in the intensity for me. There is a difference.
I did write, for the record, I picked no. But okay. I really meant yes. I can't show weakness.
Yeah. And if you say yes, then you might get yelled at. Yeah. So you gotta say no. I mean, I almost said no.
Right.
But I said, I gotta keep it honest, and she's only here for 3 more weeks. So what's she gonna do? Episode 3778, Heartwork.
Does it bum you out a little bit, Glenda? Even though you were picking the poll as a joke, are you upset a little bit? Like,
no. Okay. No, I'm curious, and I'm not sure. Like, I can't imagine that they're really scared because there's nothing to actually
be obviously.
Of. Like, nothing can happen. So I think we're all in the same vein of like, yeah, sure, you're scared of me.
I mean, we hung out with you in New York. We're not scared. Karen's scared you can read our mind.
Well,
but not...
open in a park. There were lots of cops around.
We were there were drugs involved. We're like, everyone's going to be cool. Don't worry about it. Maybe you get stabbed 100 times in a dog. But that's it. Episode 3778, Heart Work. Mm-hmm. We love these kind of phrases. I'd never heard it before. Apparently, there is a definition. Keith looked it up. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's very artistic.
Words.
Hearing Keith's work described as hard work was interesting because I associate Keith's with the face he's making now. Like,
heartless.
Like, there's emotions in there?
Somewhere.
We talked about how the NFL fixed Alicia Keys' voice in post-production.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
I knew Keith wouldn't like that, but also it's probably because you did kind of like when she fucked up in real life and we all got to see it, right?
Yeah, not like haha, I caught you fucking up. It's just, right. I heard it.
It's real.
I heard it and it was real. And now it's not.
Yeah, I liked it as well. But also, I don't know if it's everybody, but definitely Black Twitter has a thing about how she can't really sing.
Yeah, everybody talks about how
she has to stay within a certain range.
Yeah, she get outside that range and people are like, oh no.
So the fact
just change it for Black Twitter.
Yeah. That's almost, so the fact that her first note was out became like it was just a meme. Like it was like, it was so funny. But yeah, fixing it in post-production is an interesting choice. I don't feel that strongly either way, but I get why they fixed it in post-production.
I do too.
Probably because we memed her. It's like enough of that.
But they all know, like, anything that happens on that day is going to be sent out by regular people. So it's already out there for everybody. Right. What are you changing? We're not going to NFL.com for Alicia Keys. Okay.
Yeah.
We already showed the proof.
I'm guessing.
I think it's your art and you get to art it up and put it out there the way you want it arted.
I'm guessing. It's like 60 years from now, 20 years from now, when she's going into the Hall of Music Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you're going, Alicia Keys, I don't know any of her songs. And then this will be an archive clip that she's like, I remember how perfect I was and no one will ever remember. No, I mean, you'll remember, but most people won't remember. Like, no, that you weren't good that day. You fucked up a little bit.
Well, it's in my diary.
Well, it's also... Like next year, whoever's next year, they have a guarantee now that if they screw up, they'll fix it. So you get to keep artists coming back.
Yeah. And I found out, I'm sure Keith has said this 100 times on this fucking show. I must forget every year. But they can't play real instruments at the fucking Super Bowl. Right. That's crazy.
I'm shocked every year, too, because I'm like, what do you mean they can't? Keith like, no.
That was her, the artist that has a guitar, the young woman. She came out and she's air playing the fuck out of the guitar and the riff is going crazy. At one point, she like she's playing with her mouth and shit. I'm like, cool, how fucking good are you at guitar? I can't. This is perfectly like the album. And then later, someone's like, yeah, they don't allow live instruments. I was like, well, what the fuck was that about?
Did Prince just fuck it up for everybody? They was like, that's it.
Prince is the last person they let play a live instrument. Mm. And I guess when he put out the dick guitar, they were like, all right.
No more of this foolishness.
We approve everything from here on out. But I did enjoy that. The parents who are, well, the one parent who definitely is going to jail for their child shooting up a school.
The mom.
And then the other parent who probably should plead, who's going to be on trial in a couple weeks for us. They were also the ones that went on the run in the aftermath of it. I think
yes, they did.
That didn't come up in the discussion, but right. I think that definitely is a big part of why she went to jail. Is like,
yes.
They were like, we ain't cooperating with shit. Yep. And
they had to
fled.
They had to go find them. That was a big thing because
they pissed people off extra.
It's like a catch. It's like a catch 22 because
we have to catch them.
And they have a .22 revolver.
Yes. You have a lot of parents, because we have so many school shootings and massive shootings, you have so many parents who literally are good parents, monitor their children, and have no idea. So are you setting a precedent that if my child does something like this, I, as a parent, are held accountable for them going out and doing this, even though I did the right things. I checked on them. I followed them. I did everything that y'all told me I was supposed to do, but I cannot control my child's actions 24/7. So now I have to go to jail because my child decided to go.
So you're saying in another situation where the parents are good, you think they would go to jail too? Because these parents are like, here's some extra guns.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, well, what do you draw this line? Like.
I think at giving them extra guns and being like, I refuse to take them out, even though he wrote a note saying I'm going to shoot everybody. That's
well,
the line.
Are you,
draw the line
right I can 24/7 control the guns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can control those. I can make sure they have no access to them, that they're in a safe, that they're taken care of. I can control that all day long.
Yeah.
And weirdly enough, my children have never shot up a school. So it seems to be working.
You know, and
you ever find any like teacher ever call you to the school and they're like, your son said he's going to kill everybody or no? Not
yet? No, my kids were more about killing themselves than
Else. You know, you gotta watch that too.
Yeah, we did.
And the thing is, I do understand. I think that this is a special situation. So I do understand like why they charged them. But my thing is, where is this? Where? Because once you start this, where does this line stop? Like, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, if something else was to happen like this, you know, where does that line stop?
I think first of all, this is the first time this has ever happened.
Right.
So this is the start of the line, right? I think you have a jury and you have evidence, you have a case. I think in the situations you described, it'd be much harder to convict the parent. If it was like, we had the gun locked up, we did take him out, we did intervene. These motherfuckers were pouring gasoline on the kid
that's
shooting
true.
Fire. And I think like the slippery slope thing, I definitely agree, but it's almost like you have to get there before you go to slippery. Like, someone's going to have another time where they try to try a parent or something.
Right.
The sad thing that I kept thinking about with this story is we are so giving up on gun control. We know it's not happening. We know no politician is going to pass it. We're down to just trying shit. We're like, what if we fucking put the parents in jail? You think that'll work? Like,
no, it's like, fingers crossed. We hope it does, but we don't know.
No, they'll still shoot up the Kansas City Chief parade. It's fine.
Yeah. So, that was the poll. If a child commits murder with a parent's gun, is the parent an accomplice? Mm. I said, yeah, I think it's that simple. Only one person on the forum said no.
Mm,
that's
Mr.
Crumbly.
It was like, it keeps fucking the gun. I know it.
We know what's really happening.
Having an affair with the
we gun. See you. And there's also I think this is a big thing for people, because when it comes to gun owner and gun safety, a lot of people don't take it as seriously as they should. And I hope this is like an awakening for people who kind of are lax about that stuff, not trying to find it around their children, to kind of tighten that shit up a little bit.
It won't.
Yeah, the answer is no.
Yeah. We could go with all of American history or today. They're going right back to this.
Have hope.
I've never met a person that didn't think they were a safe gun owner. Right. Even the ones I knew that weren't. Like, all the motherfuckers are like, I'm safe. You're like, your dog shot you. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he trained, you know. He protecting the house.
Your baby shot you in the back.
Madam Webb. Mm-hmm. I didn't go see it yet.
Mm-mm.
Still don't think I will.
All right. Good for you.
There's an absolute difference between the movies. I know Hemda was like, isn't it kind of all the Thank same?
No.
But no, we know.
Just Hemda talking football.
Exactly. You know? I know. Like, you're yes ending. You're giving him something to bounce off of.
Yeah.
Maybe he yells and get a poll about that.
Thanks for letting me be here. is this a thing?
I love it. We
but
talked
to
about
act
a little
like
bit.
It's not a great line, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. To act like
it,
that
oh,
is...
Oh, she really tried to come for our neck
yeah,
with that one.
Boo.
Oh,
I
man.
Got to boo you on that one, Hemda.
Yeah,
boo.
Do we not like just asking a punk if he feels lucky? I mean, what can we
right.
say?
Right. What can we say?
Ah, shit. I told these guys to keep in touch. What?
Yeah. I mean, come on. We go up for, you know, let's get it crunculating up in this dancery. I feel like yippee-ki-yay,
you know
motherfucker.
Then I caramba. Like,
yes,
for life.
I caramba.
Yes.
For I'm fucking life. For life.
It was on t-shirts. We all love it.
It was cool as hell for a second. Yes.
I'm bringing
Are
it
we,
back.
Is that what we're holding on to?
Okay. I caramba him, but
I have my caramba in my book. That's a cool, it's a cool set.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Having a cow over there.
Yeah.
Fucking trend setting over here.
She's busting no cap over here. She's moved on to the new slang, everybody. I do hate the people trying to find a silver lining in the Marvel movies. We talked about this on the show yesterday, the Blackout Tips. And I just, this is where I got the inspiration from this conversation, and go listen to it there. But absolutely, this year off from the MCU is going to be amazing for me, because I'm going to be very petty. And anybody that likes anything that I find to be even slightly worse than the MCU, I'm going to talk bad about you, because you've done nothing but shit on stuff that I was like, that's pretty good. It's not great, but it's good enough. And they're like, no, fuck that. That was terrible. The MCU sucks now. I don't want to watch any of it. I'm like, you going to watch Madam Web, though, bitch? You going to sit up there and tell me that's good? Well, it was a movie. They had fun filming it. I enjoyed the outfits. Fuck you.
Right. You're going to watch another Venom. You know, because the thing is, it's going to be interesting, because some of these same people are going to start complaining. Because they're going to be like, Marvel ain't put out nothing. Ain't that what y'all wanted, bitch? Y'all talking about they put too much out. They had their foot on y'all neck. They were putting too much on a Disney show.
We cannot wait.
Everybody complained. And I'm like, no, don't complain. I like all of the shit. I want everybody to succeed.
We're going
to
keep this same energy all year. Just letting y'all know.
Yes, I am.
Just letting y'all know. Episode 3779, Madam Web with Margot Gomez. That's right. It was a lot of Madam Web talk this year.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Madam Web. was she an asshole?
Never.
Not to us, no.
Well, struck out this week, y'all. We'll come back, try to... There's going to be a lot of guests in the next few weeks, so got a lot of chances. They'll be discovering him just leaving some of them for the first time, possibly. And maybe there'll be dicks about it. I don't know. Maybe we get some Danny Bay to come back.
I sent my final booking email, and I was like, hey, this is for my final days. Like, if you can, blah, blah, blah. Micah Fox wrote back like, wait, are you leaving Keith and the girl? and where are you going? What are you doing? So I'm like, oh, I'm doing OMAD. Keith is continuing it. I'm not sure what's happening after I leave. And then I never heard back from her.
Oh, damn.
He answered the question.
Yeah. Like, all right, got it. Y'all hiring?
I'm up to date.
Did she email Keith? You hiring? I heard you need a girl.
All of my texts I see got hearts on them all of a sudden.
Yeah.
In all fairness, and just to, you know, make sure that everyone knows the whole story, that's just the way a lot of comedians email is, like, they're just like, oh yeah, I gotta do work. Like, my bad. I'm like, no, it's your timing. I know your timing.
And that's why you love Mike Kaplan, because he never does that.
Oh my God, no.
He's a computer.
Yeah.
Mike always has something. I made the mistake of responding sometimes, and I'm like, that's right, it's never over. That's right. This is going to happen. Which is so sad, because, like, when you respond, he genuinely does want to know, and it is personal, and it's what you would want from that email that he first sends. But then I'm like, I'm over it already, Mike. That was it. I'm doing good. Keith says he loves lesbians.
I love them.
Love them. What's your top five?
Top five lesbians. Anne Heche.
Marga Gomez.
Well, I'm giving you Margo as a free space, so I want five other ones because I. Okay. Anne Heche, obviously.
Let's see. Top That's lesbians one. Today.
Not Ellen.
Not Ellen. Yeah. She sounds mean.
That used to be a free space. Now it's over.
Let's see. Hit that. Okay. This one. Okay, oh, you know what? The soccer girl.
The soccer girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Megan Rapinoe.
Yes. Okay. So Megan made it.
We give you that one.
Okay. Got Anne Heche, Megan.
Let's see here. Oh, she's hot. Samara Wiley. That's a person, I guess.
Samara Wiley. It seems like this is your first time saying her name on the show, but okay. Samara Wiley made top five. All right.
He doesn't even see sexual orientation.
Right.
Well, how he's gonna have top five list to me? How you have your favorite lesbians?
These ones are older.
You gonna out any? Oh, so you don't like the older, wise lesbians? Okay,
like I'm kind of young. A lot of
young, scantily clad lesbians over there in your folder.
Oh, Ruby Rose.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, Ruby Rose.
That's a good one.
I think she was Batwoman on that TV show.
Yep.
Yes, she was. I mean, Roger watched that show.
Yeah. Everyone thinks she's so hot.
I hope this is the longest segment on this show.
It might be.
And of course, Virginia Woolf, we all know.
We're going a little academic on us. Okay. We see you with Virginia Woolf. So there you go, guys. Write that down. Anne Heche, Megan Rapinoe, Samara Wiley, Ruby Rose, and of course, Virginia Woolf. You know, so.
And Tegan and Sarah, probably, right?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if you put Tegan and Sarah there. I was surprised you didn't out anybody, but I'm glad, you know. Sydney Sweeney, everybody. Oh, just wait. You're going to find out.
Pretty soon.
My ex-wife.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kat's not on there.
Yeah, Kat didn't get in there. Interesting.
I didn't want to confuse listeners, you know.
Understood. Well, I already done that. Caitlin Clark slander right out the gate. The audacity of you. Caitlin Clark is, of course, the woman who just said, the girl, woman, in NCAA basketball player.
Oh, yes.
She just set the record for the most points ever of all time. I think she could still come back and play another year.
If she wants to.
Which is in fucking sane. She can make a record no one's ever going to beat if she wants to, but.
Like eight,
and they don't pay women. They don't pay women in the WNBA, so she might even come back to college because you can make more money in college.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wow.
So
the NIL,
yeah, she's bad. She's a beast.
Yes, she is.
Can you put her on my list? I got a feeling.
I don't. Yeah, we'll add her as a possible.
Okay.
Caitlin Clark? Question mark.
It's so fun to watch her play.
Yeah, yeah. It's and then the sad thing is like last year. In women's basketball, it started like a race war because
yes, it did.
Angel Reese, black girl who plays for LSU, they beat Caitlin Clark's team, and Angel Reese is a shit talker too.
They both are.
Yeah, like fuck gender. I'm for the shit talking. I'm for the shit. You know what I mean? Like I don't give a fuck. If we're playing a competitive sport, get in there and mix it up. And so Angel Reese, there's a celebration Caitlin Clark does. She hits a three in your face, and then she.
Does her hand
puts her hand in her face
and then she points at it for like that ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Angel Reese, winning the game, putting Caitlin Clark's team out. She hit a shot and then she does the celebration in Caitlin Clark's face.
Yes.
And
people lost their mind.
It was fucking crazy.
People was like, I have an opinion. It's like, you don't even watch women's basketball.
They're like, why are you here? Why would you do that to this sweet angel? I'm like, Caitlin Clark's a killer.
Yeah, she will bust your ass.
Caitlin was the one that was, she wasn't offended. She was like, yeah, I do that to people all the time. What the fuck?
But like, did it seem like, am I remembering it right? It seemed racist. People were complaining about the black woman and the other one's white.
So the thing is, it's basketball. So a lot of the teams Caitlin beats are black people on them. Mm-hmm. But she does it to everybody. So it wasn't like, I'm doing it only to black people.
She's been doing it all season, too.
She scored the most points all time. She's doing this constantly. I'm surprised.
Oh, I didn't even mean her. I mean regular civilians judging whose side they were on more.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, it was a race war.
Yes,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. They was like, the Snow White Angel.
Yeah.
And they came out with their capes, and we're like, calm down. You never talked about basketball a second in your life.
Oh man, racism, America's number one sport.
Ain't it dope?
Hemda, are you gonna miss having a job where people pull out their
just Hitachi? Period. Just period.
Period. Okay. All right. There you go. Well, no more of that question.
I'm gonna miss having a job. No.
Where people pull out their Hitachi vibrators and tell you all about their Valentine's Day. Because I feel like that's not gonna happen all the time in life.
Not.
And over the years, I mean, witness snake eyes on penises. You've asked people probing questions. Now you're just gonna be a fucking civilian.
You're gonna be a regular like me.
Regular talk. Like, are you gonna miss?
Are you gonna be bored to death?
Yeah, you gonna miss these moments?
Before this, I did kids' parties. So I kind of, you know, I'm just going back to rated G.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think you'll ever slip up. You'll be in Taiwan and be like, hey, man, so I heard your dick's pierced. What's going on with that? You never. Oh, shit. I forgot. No mics. Yes. There's no mics here.
Yeah, yeah, this is a Wendy's. I mean, yeah.
Right, OMAD. Just add a minute to OMAD of
TMI. You're going to be reading people and they're going to say something without thinking about it. And then you're going to be able to like go, like, are you going to be able to refrain from being like, You know you're saying that because there's some deep-seated trauma that probably happened with your mom, right?
To control yourself.
How are you going to do that?
Oh. Well, I know you're joking, but as part of OMAD, after the 15 minutes of exercises, we leave 5 minutes. If you want to talk, we're only allowed to speak from our perspective because it's the only one we have. And when people talk about their issues or something that they kind of, you know, a little win in their day or a tough spot in their day, I actually try not to give advice at all. We're just trying to relate to each other. And I go like, oh, yeah, that makes me think of this, or like, yeah, I'm doing that when I do this. So I'm trying to keep that space in that kind of talk.
Okay. All right. I like it. I like it.
And like no one's allowed to give advice.
We worry about you. We want to make sure that you're, you know, still getting properly satiated. Okay. And if you're getting 5 minutes of that a day, that's probably more than enough. it's only 5 minutes of the episode, right? Just like Newsy says something, you're like, ah, hold up. Do you really want to do that? What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, have you snooped through your parents' belongings?
100% yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right? Yeah.
Two people said no.
Get the fuck. Oh, they weren't raised by their parents.
Okay. Yeah.
That answers that question.
Not everybody is raised by their parents. So who doesn't? Isn't that how everybody finds every first thing?
Right. How can't you?
Like, what? Who's not curious at all? You're not curious at all. Honestly, if you're a parent, your kids never looked at your shit, you should get them tested.
It's offensive.
Yeah.
Nothing like, in your life was curious in your bedroom to your kids.
Right. You don't want to know?
Yeah.
All right, Chewin' A, 144. What are calories? football players are always going on people on the sidelines. And I feel like it's only because it's Taylor Swift that we're like, this motherfucking Travis Kelce, he's OJ. He gonna kill that woman. Because Patrick Mahomes earlier this year yelled at the referees when his own team fucked up. It was clear that his team fucked up. He should yell at them. He yelled at the referees. He had to apologize for press conference. No one cares about Brittany Mahomes. No one said, oh, God, she lives with that monster. Why do you think it's only Travis Kelce that we're concerned about?
Right. Well, it's only music. You know, his wife doesn't make music, right?
Oh, no, no.
So I'm not going to be missing out of anything there.
She ain't got no talent.
Yeah.
Get a talent, Brittany. Okay, mm-hmm. Swimsuit issues not enough. We need some.
Yeah, she did do the swimsuit issue. I seen that.
Yeah.
She owns a soccer team.
Or she does? Event. Okay. All right. Can I tell y'all some dirt behind the scenes? Yeah. Okay.
But soccer's us dumb or what?
Premium listeners. Okay. No one else. But I got a friend that got a friend that work in the NFL.
Yeah.
Say everybody hate Brittany Mahomes.
Really?
Yeah, they say she's the fucking worst.
All right.
They don't like her. And all that, they're like, she's a big to-do. She tries to take over all the events. She's always fucking worried about tickets and boxes and shit. And I told that person, I said, look, she don't got no hit albums, mm-hmm. okay? She has to be territorial about her man.
Mm-hmm.
What? Do you know how much money Patrick Mahomes makes?
Yeah. You know what? She makes sure she does squats because she has babies and like within like 24 hours, her body looks the same. It's like, she's like, I'm not you hoes. No, I am not here. I'm getting my squats good. I make sure my leg lock is straight. We're going to have another one just so you know that I'm making a claim to this.
Not for a fucking second am I ever off you hoes neck.
Mm-mm,
and that's all she got because. You know, she can't be like, well, if he leave me, I'll just put out an album and go on a tour. No. If he leaves you, you're just Britney. And we already have a Britney.
Sports is hardcore.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah,
it's hard being the WAG. Wife and girlfriend.
She had a video where she dumped like a drink on a fan, right? Because they were booing the chief.
She got to go hard.
She got to stand up for her man, dog.
Yeah.
Sierra wouldn't do that shit. Sierra with Russell Wilson, she like, I got hit albums. It's fine. What the fuck you gonna do?
Sierra fuck some was other the name. Women? Sierra was the name I was looking for the other day when I was looking for, hey, when it's their video, but then, you know, Ludacris comes in and suddenly she's the video, ho. What the fuck?
Yes,
she was
true.
Dominating that whole thing.
That's true.
I love that video.
It's so good. Yeah. We watched the Ride. My aunt made us watch the Ride videos 100 times. And on New Year's Eve, Ciara was performing. My aunt was so excited. She was like, oh, no one can leave to the Ciara cart. I'm like, you guys.
Is your aunt, has she always had a roommate, a special friend?
You know what?
Is your aunt, has your aunt never been married or always been distant with her husband?
Never been married. She does live in Atlanta, which is two, like, you know, check marks.
Ciara, okay.
But also, though, I do know she's dated men. I met the men. I've been out. But I don't think you can rule anything out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, excited by Ciara. And
right. Could she be on Keith's list? I don't know. I don't know.
Candace Parker.
Oh, my God. Yo, yes. The fact that she wasn't, like, number one on your top five lesbians just tells me.
I was playing it coy.
Yeah, you got some work to do on the lesbian fantasy pool. Number one draft pick. Then I think it came full circle in this Q&A because Keith saw, how can you not know the Super Bowl? Mm. And Hemda makes a great point. How the fuck every year Valentine's Day sneak up on you? And God damn it, that's why you're the best. Mm-hmm. That's why. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes. He does everything's Valentine's Day from the fucking second that every kiss begins with K goes off for Christmas. It comes right back on for Valentine's Day. Oh, man. And Newsy fucked a bunch of people and stuff. You know, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the normal stuff. Yeah. Oh, and I also want to say one thing I did love about this episode. Hemda is me and I am Hemda. I haven't done it in a long time, but at the Y, I would go to the aquatic class, and me and the 70 and 80-year-old women, we would be getting down. We would get our motherfucking lives. Like, I would be having I was literally like the youngest thing in there. Like, everybody was be older than me, and the teacher would be like up high, you know, mimicking, and all of us would be down there, and we would just be getting our lives and having a great time. In fact, you're encouraging me to actually go back to start doing that again. But if you've never been in there with a bunch of old people getting your motherfucking life, it is so much fun.
You enjoyed the choreography part of Barbie the movie, go in the water and do some aerobics. That's all.
And they play music and everything. It's so
not
fun.
For you. I'm not telling. I'm looking at some of these boxes on my screen. I'm not talking to you. You know who you are. Okay. But if you ever called something a bop and then actually bopped, might be for you.
I think our experience with hanging out with old men in the gym is a little different. It always ends in a locker room with too many swinging testicles. Yes.
Yeah, they're hanging out, and I'm not.
No, yeah.
It's not the same.
I had the opposite experience at the YMCA today. I played basketball for the first time in a long time with these younger dudes because school was out for President's Day and they just they're like, hey man, we need one so we play full court. And I'm like, I don't know, bro. I'm washed. They're like, no, please, man, come on. I was like, I'll play for a little bit. And guys, my brain was like, do this. And my body was like, what the fuck? We don't do that. We don't do that anymore. Oh my God. I was so sorry. I was like, I'm washed, guys. I have to sit this next one out. And they're like, nah, man, come on. We need you to play. I was like, no, I'm just washed. And they were like, man, if you don't play, we won't be able to play. I was like, oh, I mean, I think I pulled my hamstring. Will you accept that excuse if I don't have a hamstring?
Right.
But you're my not hamstring even allowed was fine.
To sit there.
Yeah. I went and did the track. I know they were looking at me like, this motherfucker, but I mean, come on, man. I don't want to be sorry.
They'll only understand in 20 to 30 years.
Hemda, they looked at me like they never heard the word hamstring.
You can't explain it.
They don't know what it is. What's that?
I said, guys, I think it's my hamstring. And they were like, you can't play with that or whatever. Like, I went, guys, I'm old. I'm just washed. They're like, I think you were doing fine. Like,
you don't understand. You don't understand the definition.
Everything in here says, no, that's not true. Not fine. I need to keep training and doing the weights and shit until I can do this.
And getting better.
Last week on Keith and the Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Great job, Karen.
Great job.
Okay. Was she an asshole?
Not.
Not that episode. Okay. But you guys don't live here. So
I'm
So you never know. It's a toss up.
Yeah. She says you'd be surprised if people were scared when she yells. She's just passionate. Okay. Well, thank you for being here, Ballard. I'm glad. I hope you enjoyed your time.
Absolutely the best.
I'm sorry it was so short. It was only like 1 hour, 40 minutes. We normally try to do a smooth 2-3 hours.
We stay on track with Newsy.
Him and Keith, you guys are great as always, and we'll see you next week. So until then, peace.